Hi there, Russell Davis here, and welcome to this week's episode of the podcast. This episode was recorded towards the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic lockdown, at a time a lot of people felt life was not in control. Of course, on this fertility journey, we often know exactly what that's like. It's very hard to be in control of your fertility. A lot of my clients have had success in other areas of their life, and they felt more in control of that success. That approach doesn't work for fertility. So the question is, how can you feel more in control of something you can't control? So let's dive in. Hi there. I want to talk about control. Many of my clients have a fear of not being in control, and they've created amazing things in their life by having a goal, working hard towards it, and generally achieving it. But in those things, they tend to have more control over situations and outcomes than other times in their life. And right now, it's a time where a lot of things we used to have control of and maybe didn't give it a second thought, we're not having control of right now. Even where you're working, if you can work, where you can earn money for some people, when you can go out, if you can go out. Right now, this pandemic, a lot of our autonomy is being taken away. And that can be really challenging for some people. Some people struggle with that sense of not being in control of life. It can really evoke a sense of fear, and very much that was me for many years in my life, decades. And if I connect to that fear, I almost sense a little boy in me, 4, 5, 6, and generally not feeling loved, not working out how to, what the right rules I need to play, what things I need to do to feel loved, because I grew up where, in an environment where, and kind of look back, I know as an adult I was loved unconditionally, but that wasn't my experience often as a child. It felt very hit and miss, conditional on my behaviour. So when you've got a parent who's an alcoholic, it's very difficult to know how to respond to those situations, and you don't feel in control. And back then, whatever the situation, the mammalian part of our brain as a kid is very strong, and it wants the pack to be secure and our position the pack to be secure. It wants to control external situations so we feel safe and have unconditional regard from the caregivers and people around us. We can become what I call outside in, where a lot of focus on our mental attention is to ensure the external environment and situation is what we think we need to feel okay and feel safe and secure on the inside, which can lead to I'll be happy when, or I'll be okay when, or if this happens. It can lead to external conditions on our internal sense of well-being and sense of security that's within us. And right now that can be evoked in our current situation. People feeling a sense of insecurity, whether it's not being able to work or other things that we take for granted, we think we have control of. But fear is an emotion. It's like when I tune into mine, it goes to a younger me. Emotions are memories. To make sense of this present moment, our mind goes back into the past, looking for relevant information to make sense of the here and now. I'm sitting on a chair right now. How do I know a chair is for sitting on or safe to sit on unless I've seen a chair before? Our mind are pattern hunters. So we go back into the past looking for relevant information to make sense of the here and now, then project into the future to know what to do about the here and now, where to go next. But often we bring information from the past that's not necessary for the here and now. We We have misunderstandings from the past about where our well-being comes from, what we need to feel safe and secure. We bring those misunderstandings into the here and now. And we look at the here and now through the filter, the lens of that thinking. And it's invisible. We're not aware we're doing it. It's quite habitual. It's like if you wear glasses, sometimes you forget that you've got the glasses on. Like what someone says, if you've got glasses on, you'll say yes. But you don't consciously think about the fact you've got glasses on all the time. They're invisible, become unconscious. And it's the same with our childhood patterns and our thoughts that we bring into the here and now. We bring a misunderstanding of what's creating our experience. Fears or memories projected out into the future. It's a misuse of imagination. But it really looks like it's coming from our circumstances. And the truth is, when we're in the here and now, we have a quieter mind. We're not overthinking. We're not caught into our insecure outside thinking. When we come back to the here and now, we have everything we need. I was talking to a client recently about this, and I was saying that in this moment in time, she has enough money in the bank. She has food in the fridge. This moment is a time in time, is the only moment that exists in time. When we come back to now, we have everything we need in this moment to feel safe and secure. Because that comes from within. Security comes from within. It's knowing as a human being we're designed for reality. To have everything we need in this moment. And the next moment, our wisdom will show up. Our resources show up when we need it in the moment. When we think ahead, we imagine worst case scenario, but the us in that scenario is not the fully resourced us. So come back to the here and now. Breathe into the here and now. You've got everything you need. I like Michael Neal's analogy of a massive, massive barge floating down a beautiful, majestic, glorious river. And on that huge barge is a huge roller coaster, and you're on that roller coaster in the front car. And all you've known is riding that roller coaster round and round with your eyes closed. That's all you've ever known. And if you're riding that roller coaster, your eyes closed, you can feel the ups and downs and the twists and turns of life. Imagine the moment you opened your eyes and saw that river in all its glory. But then it disappeared as you dived down into the depths. But the more you kept your eyes open, the more you see it every time you crested the heights of that roller coaster. And whether you can see it or not, you begin to realize it's there. And your mind starts to move away from the depths of the roller coaster and the twists and the turns that can feel scary to pondering the mystery of that river and the wonder of where it's taking you. Because life is like a jigsaw. We just look at one little piece. There's an energy behind life that we're never going to truly understand. We're spiritual beings having a physical experience. We're part of the energy, we're made of the energy. It's kind, it's loving, it's got our back. We journey with it. We journey with it. And we can begin to wonder the mystery of it and ponder where it's taking us. Knowing it's got our back, knowing it's kind, knowing it's loving. Come back to the here and now. You've got everything you need in this moment. Keep breathing. Whatever happens, you're going to be okay. Because the resources show we need it in the moment.